Right where I left you. How was your morning? Mine was dreadfully boring. Work has been so monotonous lately. Just the same mind-numbing crap, day in, day out. Makes me wonder how I've managed to put up with it this long. So I've just dipped out for lunch, and depending on how you're getting on, I might just stay a bit over my time. You really are fostering some bad habits in me. That gag is getting quite uncomfortable, isn't it? The muscles in your jaw must be screaming. Well, you only have yourself to blame for that one. We've been trying to work on your propensity to talk back to your master, and I suppose with enough time in forced dumbness, you'll learn to properly appreciate the times I've given your worthless, pouty little mouth permission to speak. But for now, we'll have to leave it in when you aren't eating or taking your pills. What a pain. If you really think about it, I'm punishing myself in a way too. I'm depriving myself of a mouth and a throat to properly fuck when I'm feeling tense. And it's not your mouth I'm here to check up on, pet. Straighten up properly when I'm speaking to you. Better. You know what's been my favourite thing about this whole little journey? Watching your shirt strain around your tits just a little bit more with each passing day. The way your nipples have darkened and gotten so hard and sensitive. This drug is doing wonders for you, Pat. I love watching how your own body is starting becoming less and less your own. Less and less able to find respite from the constant ache of your swollen breasts. I was so pleased when you started dripping in front of me at dinner. All of a sudden, just the brush of cloth against them is enough to trigger a response and leave you soaking. We've looked up so many ways to speed up and increase the effect of your little transformation, haven't we? It's such a strict regimen to unhold, but you have my guidance to keep you properly on track. You're drinking plenty of water, eating your oatmeal, fenugreek, and getting plenty of time on your brand new pump to keep your supply increasing and increasing. Speaking of which, you're looking rather full, aren't you, pet? Oh, so sore and achy all the time now. I love leaving you until you get desperate for it. So much has changed. I checked up on your emails today. Nothing important, just another long-winded essay from your ex-best friend about how ashamed and disgusted she is with you, and how you've caused her so much trouble now that all the little gossip sites have hooked their claws into the story. What a vapid bitch. But beside that, there are still some interesting messages from a few boys who seem to have liked what they saw from those candid snapshots, and who aren't too pleased with your lack of response to their inquiries. Rather brash of them, but I respect their tenacity. Do you suppose I should send them a few updated pictures of your pretty little holes and see what they send back? It must be nice to know you still have some fans out there. I won't distract you too much with all the humdrum. It's useless to dwell on the debris. Just leave it to your master to do all the hard thinking. Luckily, you're not capable of much of that anymore, so you're free to concentrate on your conditioning. I've simplified and condensed your world into such elementary pieces. Pleasing me, making your body into the perfect toy. Obedience and endurance. Not many subs get the opportunity to transform so utterly into their fundamental reason for existence. I wonder what that does to a human brain over time. I suppose it'll look the same as any other bovid creature, primed, perfected for consumption. Let's go ahead and get out the pump. Oh, look how excited my pet gets. She's going to get milked like the little cow, and she's so happy for it. Oh, pet, you're leaking again. Pavlov would be proud, wouldn't he? Just one mention of the pump and your body is eager to please. Open up your shirt, then get on all fours up on your special cushion. Nice and easy. Get it up between your legs so it's cradling your pussy, and I'll turn on the vibration. Good girl. Such a good girl. I can't wait until you're always this exquisitely docile. This little contraption of ours seems to satisfy all the base parts of you. Your tits hang down and fit against the suction cups to be milked. Relieved of all pressure, and your pussy is treated to a nice, deep, low vibration to edge you properly and keep your mind all fuzzy and scattered. You know the only time you're allowed to come is when you're on my cock. And every other moment of your vulgar little life is devoted to keeping you so utterly broken and invalid with mindless lust that you cease to be much of a person at all. I don't think of you like one anymore, at least. But you still manage to find little windows of clarity to bark and grunt paltry little insults at me. Given enough time, Master will figure out where those pesky little words are bubbling up from and rend them from you with savage hand, that you'll flinch every time you even consider the shadow of the notion of mouthing off to me. Maybe on the next 4-day weekend we can take out some time and start figuring out a way to really get in there and torture it out of you. This machine is so satisfying to watch as it works on those beautiful, plump new tits of yours. How methodically it pulls each nipple in alternating rhythm, never giving pause or growing tired, even as the soreness it causes you to start to outgrow the relief it grants you. I've been doing some reading, and we will have to be doing this many, many more times a day to really fill you up. You've gone up 2 cup sizes already. I can only imagine the kind of discomfort you'll be on a daily basis keeping up with our lovely project. The tingle behind your nipple is a constant reminder of your metamorphosis, and I'll just keep finding new ways to keep you like this permanently. It puts a smile on my face just thinking about it. You know, pet, I've caught you enjoying your new body when you think I'm not looking. Just languidly stroking your nipples through yet another soaked shirt, as if your hand was moving on their own, pulling them out and letting them go before repeating and repeating, while little drips of milk escape through your fingers, caught in an endless trance of your own making, lost in the blissful anesthesia of self-hypnosis. Same as now, completely trapped in the rhythm set by the machine, devoid of thought or resistance. But that just makes it even more enjoyable to take you out of it. In the end, it's all at my whim, your new lewd body. Your new reality is all simply my fancy, an amusement to divert my attention. And if I want it, you'll become anything else I happen to fancy. Off. That's it. Slide yourself off. Easy does it. Dear me, always such a mess. You used to be so embarrassed when you even left a small wet spot. And now look at it. Practically soaked through. You'll sit here and cool down while I clean all of this and lock it away. Just relax and meditate on the emptiness you'll feel while I deprive you again and again. I wonder if I'll let you come this week. You're just so delightfully cute when I keep you nice and edged. Really, I'm so busy that I don't know when I'll have the energy to properly fuck my toy. Tell you what, I'll let you kneel at the edge of the bed while I jack off tonight and catch all of my cum so that you can sleep with it covering your pretty little face. I think that's plenty generous of me. Oh, dear me, look at the time. I'll have to make my way back to work. I'll remind you, because you seem to need so much of that these days. If you seem a little too clear-headed tonight, I know you've disobeyed me. I can always check the cameras to watch your sad little crime on a loop. Just think of how sorry you'll be if you do that. And how happy it will make me to come up with brand new ways to punish and discipline your throbbing, lascivious flesh. All right, I'm off. Don't miss me too much, Pat. I'll bring home some fun new toys if I get the time after work.